Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network command team.
Hey there, Army Wife Network. Happy Thursday. This is Sarah Robichaud, Army Wife Network's communications liaison, and I'm here to chat with you today about PCS planning and prep, which if you can see my guest room behind me, you can tell that I am in the middle of those early days of prepping and purging for my own PCS this summer. This also happens to be the safest room in my house for my kids for recording. So if you guys are like me and you have orders for this summer, I know it's a relief when you get those orders. You can finally answer those questions and you know where you're going. But the hard part is knowing where to get started with this monumental process. I remember our first PCS as a military couple and just being completely overwhelmed at the amount of stuff that you have to do and the logistics of relocating yourself and your family and all of your personal belongings. Not to mention if you're doing an OCONUS move, that is 100 times more stuff. So I wanted to sort of give you guys a PCS starter kit, a manageable 5-item to-do list that will hopefully help to jumpstart your next move and maybe give you a sense of direction and where to start. So let me get my list up here for you. All right, let's roll. So as I said, our family is PCSing this summer. And the very first thing that I did before we even had our RFO was to make sure that I had a working planner or a calendar that I could use. There are so many moving pieces that go into a PCS, and having a place to jot down all of those appointments and your timeline and your travel plans, it's really crucial to your success for your PCS. So I use a big old beast of a planner for myself. You do not have to do that if that doesn't work for you. There are digital calendars on your phone. There are apps. There are all kinds of different planners you can use. I know a lot of our team here at AWN likes to use spreadsheets to track their moves and their PCSs. And my husband uses a simple green Army notebook to track his part of our move. But the point is to find a method that works for you and to use it throughout the whole process. So the next thing that I typically start doing when we come down on orders is to start researching either the base housing or stalking Zillow.com at 2 o'clock in the morning. If you are moving to a base that provides housing, you will want to research which neighborhoods you qualify for, which is typically based on rank and sometimes family size. You'll want to know how long the wait list is and what the housing office needs from you in order to get onto that wait list with your application. There are a ton of online resources to help with locating base housing. Obviously, number one being armywifenetwork.com. We have a post with the most series that covers a whole bunch of different bases, and you can get a lot of information before you even get there. There's also a Facebook page that I personally follow called Moving House for the Military Spouse that has photo albums for dozens of different bases. So you can kind of see what the houses look like before you commit. And I know a lot of housing offices don't really give you good pictures of what they have. So that's a good resource to use. Now, if you are like me and you are going to have to be looking at the rental or buying market, may the odds be ever in your favor with this market. But the first thing you're going to want to start doing is looking for a good realtor who can help you, especially if you can't be there in person to see the homes. They can do virtual walkthroughs with you. And you're going to want to talk to your loan provider to get an idea of what you can afford. You can actually look up your BAH, your housing allowance calculator online, to get an idea of what your budget will be at your new home. One more thing that I consider when looking at where we are going to be living is the school district that we're going to be moving to, which I can research on greatschools.com, and also the school schedule. This will be our first time moving during the summer move cycle, and also our first time moving with a school-age child. So knowing when that school start date is really helping to plan out when we can actually move this summer. My step three, the next agenda item for my early PCS prep, is usually deciding how you are going to move. There are three main options for how you can physically move your household goods, your HHG, your stuff. Option one is going to be having the government do everything for you, which we have done multiple times. And if you are moving overseas, that is going to be your only option. The government will send packers to your house to pack all of your stuff for you. They'll load it onto the moving truck and deliver it to your new home. The second option is a partial do-it-yourself, which is called a DIDI or a PPM, which is where you are paid for how much weight you personally move in your own vehicle while still being able to utilize the government packers and moving trucks. The third option that you have is a full DIDI or PPM, where you are responsible for packing and moving everything yourself. Our family has done a government move and a partial DIDI, and there are pros and cons to all three options. And it really is up to you and your schedule and what you are capable of doing to decide what works best for your family. In regards to the logistics of physically moving, I also like to look up the mileage from point A to point B in order to get an idea of how many days it will take. I usually do this for planning purposes, again, to put in my calendar, but also because the military will only reimburse you for so many days of travel, which is based on your mileage. This is obviously only, again, for state-to-state or CONUS moves. It doesn't really apply to you if you are moving overseas. I want to say that I think they expect you to drive a minimum of 300 or 350 miles per day. So for us, we're driving approximately 700 miles, and I think we will be expected to make that drive in about 2 days. You can obviously take longer on your PCS, schedule permitting. I know we have stopped during PCSs to visit family. A lot of folks will use their cross-country PCS to travel and explore a lot. And that is all great and fine as long as you understand that the government will only reimburse you for the minimum number of travel days. Step four might seem like an over-the-top step for some people, but it helps me in the long run, especially on the other end of the move. What I do is I like to make a list of everything that has my address attached to it. It's quite an extensive list. It usually includes my bills, my credit cards, my bank accounts, my subscriptions, my online shopping accounts, Target, Amazon, all of that. Everything will need to be edited to reflect your new address. I will be the first to admit that I have had things sent to my old addresses by mistake long after I had moved because I had not updated the shipping addresses on my account. One way to help with that change is to go to your post office, or you can probably do it online and fill out a change of address notification. What this does in theory is to ensure that any of your mail that gets sent to your old address will eventually be forwarded to your new one. It is not 100% foolproof, as I have managed to ship Amazon deliveries and even DoorDash deliveries to previous addresses. However, in my experience, it has been helpful when I have missed addresses with paper mail. Another list that I like to create, because I do love lists when it comes to PCSing, is a list of new providers that I will have to lock down as we move. This includes PCMs, doctors for my family, dentists for my pets. I would need new veterinarians, new groomers, new boarding facilities, things like babysitters, youth sports, even mechanics for my car are all things you will need to replace as you move. I don't do it all at once. It's a very overwhelming list. I usually go through and kind of highlight the more important time-sensitive items, like the doctors and the vets. And I slowly work my way through during the first few months at our new duty station. This process helps us settle in faster, but it's also good to have things like doctors and veterinarians right off the bat in case you encounter an emergency when you first move. And my last tip, my final tip, it is not the most exciting to talk about, but it's probably one of the most important steps that you can take with your PCS prep. And that is that you and your spouse must have a conversation about your finances. It is important to have a financial plan, to have a budget, to have some savings set aside to offset the initial cost of PCSing, which can actually be extensive for some moves. While the government does reimburse you for being relocated, for your mileage, for your hotels, for your packing supplies, if you choose to do it yourself, those upfront costs are almost always out of pocket, and the government is not always in a hurry to reimburse you. Alongside those initial moving costs, you might also have to pay your first month's rent before your BH switches over, which can sometimes be a big difference. You might have to pay for startup fees for your utilities. You might have to pay pet fees. And if you are needing to buy a home in this market, best of luck. You should absolutely plan to be covering closing costs for your home, the inspection fees, and most likely, unfortunately, you will have to pay over asking price, which does not usually get factored into your loans. and has to come out of pocket. So I know a lot of folks like to use the government travel card for a lot of the moving expenses. I personally can't speak to that, as we've always been able to pull out of savings for these expenses and then deposit our government money back into it once we are reimbursed. But either way, no matter how you choose to pay for these costs, I do suggest that you talk to a financial planner or a money management organization to help you set goals and manage all of those outgoing financial expenses during your move. So those are my five starter kit action items that you can work on in order to get your PCS rolling smoothly. I will put them in the comments below, along with a bunch of links that you can use to help get started. In my experience, through five PCSs with a sixth one looming on the horizon, having a solid foundation for your move and doing this kind of prep work can really help set you up for success in the long run. I hope this helps you. I hope it gives you a good place to start on your PCS journey. I will be right there with you all spring and all summer as we get ready to move as well. And, you know, I would be happy to answer any questions, big or small, that you might have about the PCS process. So feel free to reach out and connect. I have one last piece of advice. It might seem cheesy, but it is an old joke that says, how do you eat an elephant? And the answer is one bite at a time. And I like to approach my PCS in a similar manner. You take it one step at a time, one day at a time, one box at a time, and you will get there. So thanks for tuning in to another Mill Spouse Empowerment Moment here at AWN. Thanks for listening, and I will see you all next time.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. Inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to ArmyWifeNetwork.com to connect with all of our engaging resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.